What was once home to one of the oldest gay clubs in the state is now a Lynn apartment building. When WBUR reporter Cristela Guerra moved into that building last fall, she discovered that the history, names, and the stories of Fran's Place still live in the building's very bricks.
In September of 2016, on its very last night open, there were so many people at Fran's Place that the liquor ran out. Darlene Casey was there and remembers wanting to leave something behind. So in black and silver markers, patrons wrote on the brick wall of a place that had welcomed the LGBTQ community for more than half a century.
That's the brick wall. There's our names. Wow. Yeah, Lisa Ryan. It's unbelievable. That's Jimmy Doyle and Bambi. That's her stage name.
For 3 years, those names have been preserved on the first floor of what is now my refurbished apartment building. Casey and I wandered her old haunt as she reminisced one Friday this summer.
Put my glasses on. Jeez, this is really very emotional.
That same wall with the names runs 3 floors up to my living room. I was the first tenant to move in, a queer woman of color who knew nothing of this rich history or the rare visual time capsule downstairs. Casey told me she still calls her friends a band of misfits. Yet at Fran's, they always seemed to fit.
You know, we missed the bar a lot. You know, it was, it was a safe haven. We had fun. We saw marriages, we saw breakups, we saw losses of loved ones.
While researching local LGBTQ archives at the History Project, I realized that before Fran's was Fran's, it was a bar called the Lighthouse. Word spread quietly in the 50s and 60s that this small eatery was a beacon for gay folks. In this pre-Stonewall era, even dancing with someone of the same sex could get you arrested. One woman said she heard about the Lighthouse while spending time in a mental ward for being gay. An employee at the institution told her of a place where there were others like her in Lynn.
As a child, I could hear my mother saying to my dad, "God, Bob, you know, these girls seem very friendly with each other."
That's Jay Collins, who inherited the business from his parents in 1975. He renamed it in his mother's honor.
And my mother and father really loved it because they were just friendly people.
Collins worked the bar with his general manager and longest-serving employee, Robert Tish Muse. Before hanging up his heels, Muse was known by his drag queen name, Tisha Sterling. After all this time, Collins and Muse still miss working at Fran's. Their best era, both agree, was the disco era.
With the round and Harvard Square.
Shut up.
See the abuse I have to put up with?
He loves me.
Muse performed, poured drinks, and held an annual AIDS fundraiser. He tried to make the bar cozy, he says, so anyone who wandered in off the street would feel welcomed. He told me by the 80s, the second floor served as a dressing room for drag queens getting ready for shows. Regulars requested a pink upside-down triangle be hung up. Once a badge of shame in Nazi Germany to identify gay people, the symbol was reclaimed for queer resistance.
You definitely wanted to be nice to the customers because you wanted them to feel like it was home, especially at the holiday time, Christmas time. A lot of families disowned their kids for being gay. And where did they go? Fran's Place. They came out Christmas night and they'd be with their gay family.
Fran's wasn't immune to violence, though. To be out and proud in those days could get you killed, arrested, or as Casey heard, stoned as you walked out. People would drive by and yell slurs at those smoking. Sometimes, men came in looking for trouble because they knew this was a lesbian club.
If you came in and somebody started with you and you were like a regular customer and there was 50 people in there, guess what? Those 50 people would be behind you. And that's just the way it was. How many times there was Hell's Angels came in here once? We're going to wreck this place. 2 lesbians beat the snot out of these guys.
There are mornings I think about what my building witnessed. In the archives, I found pictures of 2 women in blue tuxedos celebrating their union before gay marriage was legal, where countless others found friends and themselves. Here's Darlene Casey again.
It just shows the history and what Fran's did for, you know, the community, for us. You know, we are truly a family. Be proud and be loud. And we were loud. We were definitely loud. It's amazing. Oh, God. And again, we still wish it was here, you know?
Latin night was Fran's most popular evening during its final years. I imagine the crowd, dancing salsa and reggaeton, knowing how hard we fought to exist, even when the whole world was telling us we were going to hell, even when the only places we had to call ours were bars. Their stories live in the bones of my building. Next to her name, Darlene wrote one line. I love this bar. I think I would have too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.